Dancing Through Life with our New Creation God, part two. The devil wants to interrupt the dance. He can't stand how happy you are. He can't stand how blessed you are. He wants you to get off the dance floor and sit down there like an old maid that no one would invite back on.
Yeah, that's true.
And can I tell you a little secret, some of you darlings, and you know I love you. Hey, some of you darlings look at yourself as old maids. I mean the boys. I'm just talking, honey, I wouldn't use that term if I was thinking of you. I'm not thinking of you. So stop thinking of you. I'm thinking of some of the men I know. You see, men are the ones who get quiet. When they're upset, they shut up. Yep. When women are upset, they yap. That's why he comes home and he sits in front of the TV. You never say anything, dear. And you know, the truth is he's got nothing to say. There's a scripture phrase that wipes me out. He said, if I hadn't believed thus and so, my soul would have settled in silence. Oh. God bless you. That upset? Tweeds don't have anything to say anymore. That's what the devil wants for you. He wants you to get to the place where your soul settles in silence. You just sit there and say, I can't say anything. Because if I say something, it ain't going to be good. So I'll say nothing. Well, I'm here to tell you God's in love with you.
Yes.
I mean, he's coming after you. He's coming after you like a lover you never heard of or ever saw. I'm here to tell you, if you can't, he can.
Hallelujah, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
So we came up with these things. The devil tries to get into it four ways. We're going to fly through this quickly. We got this last week. He tries to get you to look back and not forward.
Yeah.
Forget the past, is Paul's advice. Devil wants you to look over your shoulder and say, oh my God, if that happened, hello, if I had no. You know when you start doing that, just digging a hole.
Yeah.
This, you're done for. We weren't designed to look back. God's word in not one place says there's grace for yesterday. There's only grace for today and tomorrow. Isn't that an amazing thing? But some of you play in your heads with your past and you don't give yourself a break. And there's no grace for it. Stop it. The devil wants to get you out the dust. Number two, he gets you to look in and not up. He wants you to look inside you. It's your own frailties. It's your own flesh, which you're going to drag all the way to the resurrection, instead of up at Jesus Christ, the prototype.
Hallelujah.
Stop looking at your flesh. Paul said, henceforth know we no man after the flesh, speaking of the new creation. What does that mean? It simply means that we believers are a shocking bunch. We're a people of the Spirit, and I have no right looking at Rick Price and his flesh, which Paul said, don't.
Amen.
That doesn't make Richard right, that doesn't make Richard wrong. It just means it's off limits.
Hallelujah.
Why? Well, God wants to make you blind, deaf, dumb, and stupid. No, I'll tell you what. Because Richard is now a man of the Spirit.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. And he knows that in his flesh dwells no good thing. And therefore, I've got to learn in the Spirit how to bless Richard in the Spirit, to bring the Spirit out of Richard, because that's
Amen.
The real Richard.
Amen. That's it.
And the problem we have in Christianity today is we polish flesh.
That's true.
Not Christianity. Somebody needs to stand up and say, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
But that's not new creation Christianity. That's not the prototype. You don't look like that.
No.
Amen.
Okay, number three. We look down and not through. We look down at our troubles and our circumstances and our problems instead of through to the other side. See, we don't look at the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. We're a miraculous people. The Bible says the world isn't worthy of us because we face all the same junk they face, but we don't look at it. We look right through it.
Amen.
To where God is, and he's saying,
Amen.
When Peter stopped looking through at Jesus, he sank and would have drowned had Jesus not grabbed him by the hand. And mind you, they walked back.
Hallelujah.
Give him some credit. They didn't throw out a small rowboat. He walked back holding Jesus' hand.
Hallelujah.
Then finally, he tries to get us to look around and not ahead. That is to say, all the possibilities in the world exist, especially if you're in a country like America. But God's only got one calling for you, not 14 options. This isn't blind man's bluff. This isn't pull the straw out of the hat. This is God's call on our lives, and we're not getting into that. If he can get you to do this or do that, you'll wear your life out and have nothing at the end of the race.